Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPNU, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We are right there. You can download the podcast. Listen on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning to you, too, Max.
Morning.
It is.
What's up? Well, we both say morning at the same time. Jinx.
My kids are doing that now, jinx, if they say something at the same time.
Yeah.
Do kids do that? You ever do that when you're a kid?
No.
Yeah.
Punch buggy? Little things like that. Yeah. Childish, immature games. Of course. I still do it now as a grown man.
What's a punch buggy?
What?
Listen, PS41, if you punch were buggy, open, no meaning if you didn't have your arms folded and across your chest, people could punch you in the chest. Open, boom, you just walk around the hall like this.
At your school?
Yeah, when we were at PS41, when we were kids, yeah.
No, you run around where I grew up at, punching dudes. Hey, don't tell him what might happen, different. Man. You know, they ain't doing that in our schools. It's like, no, don't. Yeah, that's probably not it. That's why I'm like, huh?
You never played punch buggy at all?
Only thing growing up I would play is slapping food out of people's hands. At lunchtime, you know, guy got.
That's worse. You got
wake up. Guy got his lunch, you know, thinking he get ready to eat. Pow, you don't want that.
Yo, we're fighting. Oh, we're fighting on the spot. We are fighting on the spot. On the spice.
Oh, man, that was up to that. The football team, basketball team, they just, you know, he's, bam, you don't want that.
Yeah, we did dumber things. We play like elevator games where you just give a little boop, you know, a little tap.
Yeah.
Probably not. The
imagine
right game
grown
play.
Folk playing stuff like that now.
My dad
teams
used to do
still do it. Yo.
My dad used to do that to me walking down the street.
Here's my thing. When you're a professional athlete,
let me
take people inside the locker rooms, okay? Like you have 24, 25-year-olds who are making a lot of money, even the older guys, like who say they don't want to play stupid games like that, but you end up playing it. Like that's the thing that a lot of athletes miss when you leave that locker room, like the immaturity that you have in those rooms with your boys.
Stealing the keys to their cars.
All day.
Taking all the jewelry and their wallet. While everybody's at practice, you know, you might want to go in and use the restroom real quick, but you're not really going to use the restroom. You just go in their locker, take all their stuff.
And then hide it. These games.
Right, of course. Keyshawn that's why Johnson, you always know. Man. When you can't find your phone, you already know
where's
what it
my
is.
Phone? Key's like, I don't have
Key'll
phone.
Play it off what? For two straight hours, too.
Man, I remember one time, 3 days. I kept a dude all his jewelry and everything and his car keys.
See, I would be so
three days. Hot. Yeah, yeah. What'd he do?
Man, nothing.
This is before Ubers.
Like, man, this is messed up. The whole deal. Car stuck at the parking
lot.
Such
a kid, man.
You know?
Kid's not time, getting to school in the morning. He's got
to. And he had to order the key because, you know, he got the key, the different type of key. So you got to go to the dealership to order the key. You could just call a locksmith.
How did you let him know and what happened when
at
you let him know?
At the end of the day, I put everything back. And then
did it
you
say
know,
nothing?
No, I said something. We said something after we won a game and we were drinking on the plane or something. And it was like, you know, and it became like, man, what you'd expect?
See? Oh, I'll be ready to fight you as a teammate.
Oh, I've done a lot of
slapping
stuff.
Someone's food out of their hands right when they're getting ready to eat that.
Oh my God. And you know, the bad thing is, you know, that might be the first meal of the day.
How is that not an immediate fight? How is that not a fight getting ready to eat?
Because they might get you.
Yeah.
You know, or they might
pour. Oh, you're getting God. If that's whoever did that, that's war.
Pour soda all over your food as you're sitting there. You looking this way and you go back. They did me like that with Strawberry Crush.
Strawberry Crush.
No, I remember like it was yesterday. I had the burrito. I had the tater tots, and I had some other stuff, and I turned to talk to Lamont, and I turned back, and Mookie done poured Strawberry Crush all over my food.
Man, back in the day.
And we getting ready to go to practice.
Lamont and Mookie.
Yeah, we getting ready to go to practice right after that. So I'm starved to death at this point. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no chips, no nothing. So I'm out there, headache, mad, you know.
Man, the life of a teenager, man, going out there and popping sodas before practice and chips. Sound like Luka Doncic these days, man. You know, he still has soda and cigarettes before games.
Luka? Cigarettes?
Yeah, he's built like he has soda and cigarettes before
and
games.
And a cigarette.
If this dude ever got serious, like when he looks at Giannis and goes, that's the best player in the world, Luka, if you had that level of preparation, could you imagine?
Yeah, and a part of the problem is when you're young, you could do all type of stuff.
Yeah, Michael Jordan drinking grape soda and all that
Speaking
stuff.
Speaking
right? of young. NFL top 25, under 25. Rankings came out. Rankings of the best players 24 years or younger. Okay, here's the list, 1 through 10. Micah Parsons is on top. I got no beef. I think he is different than everyone else in the league. Justin Jefferson, 2. Ja'Marr Chase, 3. I'd flip that, but I can't quibble with that. Jefferson's excellent. Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle, the right tackle for the Tampa Bay Bucks, is 4. Justin Herbert, 5. Quinnen Williams, who is a game wrecker at defensive tackle for the Jets, is 6. Rashawn Slater, who, until he got hurt, right, like when he's healthy, gives Justin Herbert that blindside protection. Pat Surtain, the 2nd. For the Broncos, the corner. Like Jalen Hurts, of course, and Tua, 9 and 10. Other notable players, the Giants, Andrew Thomas, the left tackle, comes in at 12. Sauce Gardner, the cornerback for the Jets, is 20. I think that's low. And Justin Fields, 21. So, Key, let's talk about the list. Okay, first of all, your initial reaction.
It's cute. That's my initial reaction. It's a list. But the way that it's put together, I don't really know how it's put together. Like, who put the list together? What qualifies these individuals to be ranked where they're at?
Looks like it's for their position, right? Like they're not giving extra credit to a more important position. They're just judging it at the position.
Is it just based on this year? Like, just to play this year? Because I'm asking, where's Jonathan Taylor, man? He was in the MVP conversation last year.
How old is Jonathan Taylor?
23.
Jonathan Taylor's only 23?
Yeah. Like, where is he in the top 10?
That's what I'm asking. Because if let's just say this list is just what it is. The best players under 25 years old in the league right now, no matter when they came in the league, whatever the case is, how they did a rookie year versus this year. If you don't start with Michael Parsons and then you don't have a quarterback at 2, 3, 4, then the list doesn't mean anything.
You got to have quarterbacks.
You got to have Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts behind Michael Parsons at 2. I like Justin Jefferson, and I like Ja'Marr Chase, and I played receiver. But we're talking about a quarterback who possibly is getting ready to win the MVP, whose team is sitting at 10-1.
They don't call the receiver the CEO of the franchise, in other words.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. The receiver's not getting $350 million of guaranteed money. It's just not going to happen. And the receiver, you know, Justin Jefferson disappeared in a couple games this year. Ja'Marr Chase has disappeared. I mean, so you got to look at it for you starting a quarterback. You drafting a quarterback before you do a receiver at the top.
There's a reason for that. Although receiver, I will say this, Key. Receiver to me, an alpha receiver is more important than ever. Like, I think it's quarterback and then right after that receiver.
But he ain't more important than that dude right there that we watching on the television screen, which is in Jalen Hurts.
If you doubt it, try to trade a franchise quarterback for a top receiver. It's a joke.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. But I think in the end, The list, you know, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase certainly has to be on there. Tristan Wirfs have to be on there.
Quinnen Williams has to be on there. He's a beast, man.
Rashawn Slater, his parents could have just said Keyshawn instead of playing games with R8, but that's okay. I get it.
I like Rashawn Slater.
You like the name, but you want to change it up a little bit.
I like it better than Keyshawn.
My mom almost named me Max Sean. Came close.
And so Pat Surtain, the 2nd. Yeah, I like it. You know, Tua goes up in front of them dudes.
Right.
If you really believe that Tua is what Tua is, he goes up in front of them.
So what would your list be?
I probably would go Michael Parsons, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Tua, and then from there you can pick and choose.
I think you're right. I think Parsons is just he has the effect of what's different about the Cowboys this year is Parsons, right? Like, he has that kind of effect.
You don't think with the season that Justin Jefferson is having, like, you can see him kind of, you know, right there, like in the top 4?
He's.
Would you take him before Jalen Hurts?
Well, I mean, I'm asking, that's two. Like, he has Jalen Hurts is two, no.
Okay, so would you take him before Justin Herbert? Because I'm taking Herbert before Hurts, and I love Hurts, but I'm taking Herbert first.
Before I take a receiver, for sure. Yeah,
okay, all right.
Would you take him before? So we have Parsons,
so then Key had
Parsons, Herbert, and Hurts in whatever order. Tua. I agree with Key. You have a if you believe in Tua, that's a franchise quarterback.
Believe in Tua. But so here's what I look at when I'm looking at this. I saw Miami with him. I saw Miami without him. I saw Miami with him again, and we see what it is.
Yep.
So you got to give him his due. Now, will it last? We don't know. But so far, so good.
Justin Fields, 21.
I guess that's the only thing I would have, and I'm a huge Tua fan, is that the body of work is really just this year, right? Justin Jefferson over the last 3 years, I mean, it's – the numbers he's putting up are ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So, it's like Jamar Chase, like the body of work is just bigger.
But again, for me, quarterback versus let's
change it slightly. If you're measuring them according to their position, if that's what's going on, is Justin Jefferson a better receiver than Tua is a quarterback? Because that we could start to make sense of the list that way.
Yes. I'm going to simplify it for you. Is Justin Jefferson the number one receiver 25 and under? Is Tua the number one quarterback 25 and under?
Right. And under.
Yeah. Under 25.
Okay.
So 24
okay.
and under.
Young.
Under 25, yeah.
It's so confusing.
But this is, let's apply that logic. Here's my problem. Applying that logic, just Tristan Wirfs is not a better tackle than Justin Herbert as a quarterback. He's a better tackle than Justin Herbert as a quarterback. Why is he playing on the right side?
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It does, because it's like when people would say Derek Jeter is not a good defensive. He's not a good defensive player. I'd be like, he's better than Keith Hernandez, who's like the greatest defensive first base. No, he's not. Well, then why is he playing shortstop? It's a harder position to play.
Protection schemes may allow for your right tackle to be more important.
Okay, all right.
What do you mean?
Okay.
All right.
No. Okay. I'm not blowing you off. I'm saying, okay, fine. I'm acknowledging the point.
Your protection schemes may be better for the right tackle than for him as a left tackle.
But usually, it's your right-handed quarterback, the left tackle, right?
It's usually because that's the way they set the protections. But it doesn't mean that for whatever Tampa Bay may be setting their protections to the right. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
football college. I'm talking football high school over here. You know, so, but I'll take.
No, I'm talking football graduated PhD. You're still in elementary.
Elementary. All right. Listen, I'll say this: Justin Herbert's too long. All right. We want to hear from you. Which quarterback on this list are you taking first? Justin Herbert. The correct answer: Jalen Hurts. Tua Tagovailoa. It's actually by the way, Justin Fields, if it's long-term projection, throw in Justin Fields.
I might take him before Tua.
Someone might take him before anyone. The dude has ridiculous upside.
Yeah, I ain't taking him before Jalen Hurts or Herbert.
You call him Baby Hurts because he's like Hurts, but younger.
Yeah.
But he's not surrounded by what Hurts has.
He might be the same age as Hurts.
Yeah, but he doesn't have what Hurts has. Give him a couple years in the league. Give him what Hurts has. He might be blowing everyone's mind.
Yeah, I like Hurts, though. I just like everything about him.
I know
his look, everything.
Everything.
He's fresh, as they like to say.
Fresh as hell. All right. It is it's 13 past the hour. Jay, I told you to remind me when it was 10 past the hour.
I was trying to, but you're too busy.
I can't believe you forgot what it was 10 past the hour.
You're telling Key why the left tackle.
Why are you bringing up old stuff? Listen.
Okay.
We want to hear from you on which quarterback should be taken first. 888-SAY-ESPN. But it is past 10 past the hour. So, KJM 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $10,000 a day, $2,500 at a time. Every hour on this show, someone wins $2,500. So far, we've given away $145,000. We're doing it every day on this show, every hour, through the end of the show, December 7th. It is time for the winning word.
And Max, 10K giveaway.
Winning word of the hour, which you text to 777-000 is...
Give it to me, Max!
Youth. Y-O-U-T-H. Youth. A kick the truth to the youth.
Oh, God. He about to start rapping.
That's right. 777-000. You might win $2,500 so far. A gang of people have won. Brad and Compton. Who's the best quarterback under 25 in the NFL?
Well, if you go results, I mean, Jalen Hurts made the playoffs already, doing better this year. But if you go on pure talent, got to be Justin Herbert. And a side note, guys, I saw your billboard the other day in L.A., and sorry to say, Key, but Jay is taller than you.
Yes, I am. I tell him that every single day.
Jay must have paid the people who did the billboards, because Jay is in the middle.
What are you talking about?
Smiling. It's the Jay Williams show. And Key and me are in the background.
J-Will and Max.
We're in the background, like peeking over your shoulder.
That's the way it goes. Keyshawn, left. Jay Will in the middle. Max.
Can we show the billboard for the promotion on ESPNU? It's unreal. Look at this. The Jay Williams show. Special guest appearances by Max and Key.
You sound a little insecure, Max. You okay?
No,
he's
big.
Key's not saying anything.
He's up front, taller than everyone. Jay is the shortest guy on the show. How is he taller than everyone?
It is what it is, man. I don't. You know? I'm more interested in Jalen Hurts' conversation about, Justin Herbert. It becomes a flavor. What do you like? All right. Do you like Captain Crunch, the original, or do you like Crunch Berries?
Give me that tall drink of water.
You know,
6'6".
Crunch Berries.
But Jalen Hurts is the about the cutoff for me. Which is tall enough.
And sturdy. Not like a
Justin Herbert is never going to rush for 157 yards.
Nope.
Not going to happen. Right? But Jalen Hurts could throw the football just like Justin Herbert.
Can't argue.
So
no, not just like
him.
He can throw
the football just like him.
No, not just like Justin Herbert. Justin Hurt,
I was with
Jalen
you
Hurts
all the way up to the point.
Nice,
he could throw the ball just like I'm not saying
man,
he's
Jalen
a, he's
Hurts, a, y'all tripping.
But wait, I'm asking. I'm not saying that he does not have a dynamic arm.
But like, when you
Justin Herbert's arm, I'm not saying style in which he plays. Justin Herbert's arm seems like
Herbert might have the best deep ball of all time.
You know what it is, though, Jay? They done fooled you. They got you thinking.
You're saying he has the same arm strength as Justin Herbert?
Man, that dude got a laser.
He does a laser, but Justin Herbert.
That dude got dimes, man.
We got to get a quarterback on the show to tell me it's the same thing.
The quarterback's going to say what they're going to say.
Justin Herbert.
A traditional quarterback is going to like Justin Herbert. I'm going to just.
No.
That's what they're going to
When you say traditional quarterback.
Big old tall.
Yeah, you know what you're
talking
about.
Stand there, pat the ball,
six,
put it to
six.
Sleep.
Hey, Key,
you know?
I'll say this.
Only dude that's going to.
Justin Herbert.
Screaming arm talent, arm talent, arm talent. Jeff George had arm talent.
Justin Herbert might. He is in a short list of best deep ball ever. His precision down the field on those deep throws is ridiculous, Key.
He has a nice touch on a deep throw. Oh. But it's more than just a deep throw. Because Jalen Hurts is dropping buckets.
Yeah, he is. I'm not going to lie. Jalen Hurts has been dropping some. It's ridiculous.
I'm just telling you, it looked different.
He can feather it into the guy's hands.
They confused you to make you believe.
Max, you mean?
No, I'm just talking about people that talk about quarterbacks because they keep putting it out there. Oh, best talent. Oh, he's looking too tall in the pocket. I'm just telling you.
Long blonde hair.
You gotta watch this dude. And I know you watch it.
I watch it every single day. We talk about it for 7 hours a day.
Look at it and go, okay, I see what Key is talking about. Ball out in front of you. Ain't no twisting and turning.
So are we talking about accuracy or are we talking about arm strength?
Well, he got arm strength. That's easy.
Is his arm strength the same as Justin Herbert's?
I mean, I don't know, but he could.
He can make all the throws. Jalen Hurts has an impressive
arm strength.
Yeah, but he can make all the throws whether he got arm strength or not.
Ernie in Jersey. What you got, Ernie?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Ernie?
I would have to put Tua at the top of the list the way he's playing right now. But Tua has a back problem, a bad back problem, come all the way from Alabama, and he's had that issue earlier this year. So I would go with Justin Herbert. The guy is the total package. You can't deny it. He has the size, and you've seen him make the throws also. So everybody on this list has made the throws, but this guy's a step above.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Herbert, to me, Key, and I know you played the position at a very high level for a very long time at college and the NFL, and I'm a guy who just likes watching football. I get it.
But I'm not knocking you for that.
But what I'm acknowledging is you have insight into this that certainly Jay Will doesn't have. Let's just make it about Jay Will. But the point is that most of us don't have. The point is when I see Herbert, right, the dude is not 6'3", 6'6", so his vision, right?
So like, you like the, it. The you arm, like that look.
But also, Patrick Mahomes came out, it's like, oh, my God, this is like even better than Aaron Rodgers. And the next guy who made me think, not like the results, that's Joe Burrow, not the running with the throwing, that's Josh Allen and now Jalen Hurts. I'm talking about that made me think, my eyes are on something different, is Justin Herbert.
So here's what I'm going to say, man, when you come to quarterbacks. Justin Herbert is really good. But Jalen Hurts is really good, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to be twisted and turning, okay? I don't want to be twisted and turning for my damn footballs. Because guess what will happen? I'll get hurt. And when I see quarterbacks throwing the ball at my ankles or throwing them slightly behind me, even though, he threw it only where his guy could catch it, stop it. Okay? That was a bad throw. He just happened to have a receiver that could catch it. Okay? In the Super Bowl, OBJ runs across the field. The ball is slightly thrown behind him. So he has to now put his foot in the turf, slightly turn, pops his ACL. If the ball is placed in front of him, he's still running around the corner. That's important to me when I'm looking at these things.
And Jalen Hurts does it, no
Jalen
doubt.
Jalen Hurts is
no
putting
doubt.
It in front of you.
He can laser it, like you said.
Yes.
He could feather it in,
not,
drop it into your hands.
That,
he can do everything.
And it's not that Justin Herbert can't. Justin Herbert can do the same things. But one thing he can't do is rush for 157.
That's
can't
it. Listen, that. Can't argue.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
That's why
you know who
I
can
like
rush?
Him more.
You know who can rush for 157? Leo in Florida, who can rush for 157 under 25 at the position who's not Jalen Hurts?
Justin Fields, of course.
Justin Fields.
Now, I look at it a little different than you guys, because what I do is look, when did we say these guys were the quarterback for their team? And if you look across the board, Tua, Justin Fields, we had to wait to got pieces around them for us to say, okay, yeah, that's our quarterback. Just prior to that, they might really get rid of just Tua. But if you look at Justin Fields, he has nothing. We already know he's the man.
He's different.
We've been saying that, Lee, for Leo, for a long time. Once you add, that's why I call him a mini Jalen Hurts. If you give him Jalen Hurts pieces, he's a different quarterback.
Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy made a lot of bad decisions, but that was the one decision that Ryan Poles, the new general manager for the Bears, is saying thank you for.
Justin Fields was always thank him you. And Trevor Lawrence were the two. For whatever reason, he fell down the board. Trey Lance jumped him, and Zach Wilson jumped him. But meantime, Justin Fields right now, and I know Trevor Lawrence has been playing better, and he has a lot, Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields is the class of that quarterback class so far. He's the guy of that quarterback class.
Mike White might want to get on this list.
Mike White, he's making the right decisions.
Let's see how he does at the Vikings this weekend.
Is he under 25? I would think so, right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. We have to look at
that. Just check the Google.
No, he wouldn't be on this list. But you see what I'm saying about the quarterback position?
He's
27.
I do, man. Listen, you can make a very strong objective case for Jalen Hurts. You can make a very strong objective case. Listen, keep weighing. Which quarterback under 25 are you taking first? Herbert, Tua, Hurts, Fields? And what should we expect from Deshaun Watson? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive.
eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Kind of looked like the Deshaun Watson we saw in training camp. Looked pretty similar to me. It's going to take some time, I think, for him to reacclimate.
It's different when you are on the practice field, when you are getting reps. He hasn't been in practice or hasn't played since the preseason.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Guys, we are joined now by Jerod Cherry, three-time Super Bowl champion and ESPN Cleveland host. Morning, Jerod.
Good morning, Max.
How are you? So what do you expect from Deshaun in his return to the field this weekend against the Texans?
It's really simple. I expect for him to go out there to be emotional, have a lot of adrenaline flowing with the idea I'm back in my old stomping ground. And with that, I got something to prove, something to show. And even with maybe some people in the stands who aren't too happy about me, I'm going to go out there and represent. That's what I expect from him.
Jay Cherry, when you look at where the Browns are right now, and they're sitting in third place in the AFC North, right? They're sitting behind, like, the Pats, the Chargers, the Coastal Jags, the Raiders, basically behind the entire AFC in terms of the playoff picture. But Deshaun's under the fold. He's in the fold now. What are the chances, though, that they make a strong run now that he's the quarterback with that strong running game? And put themselves in a real situation for a playoff spot.
It's funny, Key. I woke up at 6:30 this morning. I know you guys are already up and doing your thing, but for me, that was relatively early, and I put a lot of thought into this. And you know what I came up with? I believe in this situation, the Browns are going to be like a cross between the Bad News Bears and the Mighty Ducks. And what I mean by that is they're going to take a guy who's had some trouble, some issues, and is going to galvanize this team. And they're going to do the impossible. They're going to do the miraculous. And you're going to see this team rally off six games straight. And you heard it first here. Somebody's going to fall off, and they're going to find themselves in the playoffs. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. See, this is what I like. See, because when – and it's unfair, but it's the world that we live in, Jay, where it's like when you hear a quarterback has signed for the largest contract in NFL history, and it wasn't an injury, off-the-field things have happened – but, you know, the fact that reps and finding those reps to get back, I like when expectations are we want this guy to take us to another level right out of the gate because it comes along with the contract, doesn't it?
Exactly. I didn't pay you $230 million guaranteed for you just to sit there and be like, I'm happy to be here. You know, Prince Hakeem, I need you to go out there and get the job done. So I'm certain that's how the Browns fans feel. And why wouldn't Deshaun feel that way? He wants to prove himself. The man's been through a tremendous amount of stuff, and obviously – it's going to be a lot riding on how he performs this Sunday. And granted, from that, we'll go.
Jerod Cherry, three-time Super Bowl champion, ESPN 850 Cleveland, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will. And, of course, we can't forget about Max Kellerman. Jerod, so when you look at this team now with him under the, in the fold and everything that's going on, how different will this offense be?
That's a great question. I want to give all respect to Jacoby Brissett because Jacoby played incredibly well. The issue was not quarterback. If I told you Jacoby Brissett outplayed Joe Burrow, he outplayed Lamar Jackson, he outplayed Justin Herbert, you wouldn't believe that. But he actually did in those matchups. And I understand the defense goes against the offense and all that, but he had the better performance. So it wasn't the issue of the offense, Key. It was the issue of the defense and special teams not doing what they do. But having Deshaun back, to answer your question, it's just going to make it more dynamic, in my opinion, because Deshaun is the greater talent. He can do more with his legs. He can do the off-schedule plays more often than not than what you got from Jacoby. And, again, the bigger arm. So all those things make me think that the offense could be even more explosive. Granted, it's going to be a situation where he has to get acclimated to actually playing in a game because he hasn't did it in a very long time.
Yeah, so you're on the ground there in Cleveland, and you could smell it, and you're right there. How are the fans reacted to Deshaun finally getting an opportunity to come back and play against his former team, the Houston Texans? Are they going crazy? Are they calling your show? Like, what are they doing?
It's measured right now, and the reason why it's measured because people want to see. But if there's a victory that takes place and he plays well, people are going to lose their mind and just go flat out nuts about the situation, because it's almost like the whole season's been held hostage waiting for these 11 games to pass by to see what actually we have at quarterback because of so much that was given. You gave up multiple first-round draft picks, pretty much allocated all your salary towards him, so people are nervous, a bit ambivalent about it, but at the same time, like, if it goes well, it's going to be nuts, because that's how people in Cleveland roll, man. Very faithful brats and loyal group of people, but they want to see it first.
Gerard Cherry, three-time Super Bowl champion, ESPN Cleveland host, on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Gerard, we've been talking about it all morning. Last time Deshaun Watson played meaningful snaps, the consensus was he's a top-five quarterback. Now, since there are two issues. One is he's been off for a while, possible rust, et cetera. But the other issue is when he was top five, it was, you know, Josh Allen was not nearly as good as he is right now. Joe Burrow wasn't even in the league, or was, but he was hurt. Justin Herbert,
Jalen
Hurts is an MVP candidate. Tua's an MVP candidate. None of those guys were where they are now. When you add Patrick Mahomes and whatever you think where Aaron Rodgers is now, et cetera, do you think he is still a top five quarterback when he gets back?
Yeah, I do, because the guys you name have very similar skill sets to what Deshaun brings to the table, and you can make the argument in some of those cases he's a better talent than the guys that you just named. They're just fresh and new to the scene while he's been here for a minute. And obviously the past 2 years being out didn't further get to develop and put a stamp on the approval that this guy is one of the top five in the league. So I don't expect right out the gate for him to be a number one, two, three, four, or five. But I do expect at some point you're going to see that promise. You're going to see that talent, because simply put, if you put a fly in the work, if you're putting in the work, and if you got a guy in Kevin Stefanski who can adjust and adapt to what you do best, which is what he did for Jacoby Brissett, how in the world could he possibly not do it for Deshaun Watson? I've heard so many people say that Jacoby Brissett was not the same quarterback that they covered, that's on our airways. So I'm thinking to myself, if he could do that for Jacoby, why in the hell can't he do it for Deshaun? Mm.
Well, Gerard Cherry, you've said a lot. The most offensive thing to me was Prince Hakeem just happy to be here. You're forgetting he was employee of the month. He wasn't just happy to be there. He may have been happy to be there, but he was also employee of the month.
McDowell's, that's right, McDowell's.
Taking shots at Prince Hakeem. Thanks, Gerard.
McDowell's.
Was it McDowell's or McDowell's?
Thank you,
McDowell's.
Guys.
McDowell's.
McDowell's. Yeah, McDowell's. McDowell's. They have the gold. They have. The, yeah, we have sorry. The golden arches. We have the golden arch.
I saw. You know what's so funny though? I just saw something similar to that here in New York, where it wasn't McDonald's, but it was like a
McDowell's.
It was an arch, but it wasn't really. It was like it didn't go all the way down. You know, it was. I just saw it though the other day. I was like, they trying to knock off McDonald's. They were selling like
off-brand McDonald's.
No, it was like Chinese food and something else. You know, it was just the
like
arch.
The Chinese
though.
Food, huh? The arch.
Yeah, it was a weird deal.
He was employee of the month. It was
no
joke.
That orange chicken wrap, please.
Plus he got Sam Jackson with that broom too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, he did.
He was a lot.
That was
a lot worse than Prince Hakeem.
Best. That was one of the best movies though, man. The second one, man, they could have kept the sequel.
I don't remember the sequel. What? Coming to America too? I don't think I ever saw it.
That's
the one that just came out. I didn't see it. I still haven't seen it.
2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I know. Hold on. I'm clear the schedule. I got my yeah, entertainment. I haven't seen it though. I gotta see it.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. It's fine, but you can keep it. Yeah.
That barbershop talk they had was they got that argument. When I say just right, every barbershop in the same boxing argument every single time.
Yeah,
they got it
everything.
Word for word from Tyson to Ali to Joe Louis, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, some white guy with Rocky Marciano. Then Joe Louis was old when he fought Rocky Marciano. They got the whole Sugar Ray Robinson. They got the whole thing. Perfect.
I'm
the Jewish guy in the barbershop, by the way. Aha. That's me. When we're all old, I'll be that guy. When keeping it real goes wrong in the NBA.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willem X, ESPN Radio. Listen, now that the USA is advancing in the World Cup, there's a lot of people, a lot of radio stations, a lot of media outlets now are going to want you to listen to them for your soccer coverage, right? I just want to mention one thing. On this show, as much as we've promoted the sport of soccer, as much as we've covered it for you from day one, we expect, I would hope, that you would stay loyal to us and not go to any of these Johnny-come-lately shows that now want to follow the World Cup. And with that in mind,
kicking your legs,
we appreciate your loyalty.
Are you outside
we like the
18?
Fact that it's reciprocated.
Are you inside 18? Yeah.
Jay Will is going to do his World Cup. Is it soccer or soccer? How do you pronounce
it's football.
It? Football. Football, got it. Okay,
no,
got it.
Football.
Football, okay. Football. He's going to do his World Cup minute. Go ahead, Jay.
Here we go. U.S. men's soccer, we have done it. We have advanced to the round of 16. We had a draw versus England, and now we play the Netherlands after we beat and we eliminated Iran. Did I say it correctly? I said it correctly because you know what? U.S. captain Tyler Adams, our team captain, mispronounced Iran and was called out by an Iranian journalist who asked him a question about discrimination in the U.S. Check it out. Tyler's answer was sheer class. And by the way, I digress. I come back to my point. Christian Pulisic was the reason we won this game, scored a goal in the first half. You can check it out. He's being compared to LeBron James on Elon Musk's platform Twitter. That's what I call it now. And by the way, U.S. team still has a chance to match or even improve on the 2002 run they had to the quarterfinals, which is the best performance from U.S. men's at the World Cup team. So much stuff has happened, guys.
All right, we've gotten to 50 seconds. That's enough. Come on, who could do a whole minute on soccer?
I mean, Max, seriously.
Go!
You talk for me, Max. Max, you want can I tell you some things that quickly happened?
Can we talk about the NBA? Save it for next time. You're going to do this minute every day.
Did you know Canelo Alvarez has threatened Messi? Did you know that? Keep going, Key. Did you know that Saudi Arabia, when they beat Argentina, everybody on the team got Rolls Royces? Thank you, King Songman.
Well, if you rob the population of all their money, you can hand out Rolls Royces.
Come on, man.
You know, that's the truth.
This is why I can't talk about sports.
Saudi Arabia is a completely corrupt government.
Hey,
and anyone in the Iranian press has a lot of nerve talking to America. There's no free press in Iran.
Soccer is so fun to watch when you have kids that are involved in it. It's so fun. Parents, you know, the parents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Are you guys watching the World Cup at all?
Am I watching it?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched a little bit.
Max?
What?
No.
What's the World Cup?
Are you cheering for the USA?
Of course.
When we play the Netherlands?
USA. All the way.
I don't even like the way that sounds.
Fake.
I don't even like the way that sounds.
I do.
How are you going to do the fake horn, man? This is our country. Show some pride.
I do. I'm completely pulling for Team USA.
Show some respect.
All I'm going to say is y'all getting ready to get yourself in a lot of hot water.
This is Max.
Messing around with USA stuff.
I'm not messing around. I root for 100% for USA.
Let me see you do it again.
I just already did. USA.
That doesn't sound right.
Doesn't even.
Well, I'm not going to scream it right now. But
you're
of
just
course,
screaming
I'm pulling for the U.S. Always. Every Olympics, everything. I don't watch every.
You didn't even know who we were playing. You didn't even know who we were playing.
What?
Who are we playing again? Did you even listen to what I said? Who are we playing in the next round?
I'll tell you right now.
Argentina.
We just played
Iran. And the dude did an intro about it.
We just played Iran.
He just did the intro about it. And he did the sports center about it, but he doesn't know
the Netherlands.
Okay. We play the Netherlands next.
There you go.
The Netherlands.
Yes,
CJ, come on, man.
Yeah, the Netherlands.
I can't put the answer up on the TV
screen
for you.
Don't try to catch me slip, man.
Can we get the Tony Brothers?
Come on, I watched every minute. This is all an act. I watched every minute of it.
Man, ridiculous.
Every touchdown scored throughout the entire World Cup, I paid attention to.
Japan beats Germany. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Hey, NBA reportedly sidelined referee. Oh, this feels so good talking basketball. The NBA reportedly sidelined referee Tony Brothers for an alleged insult directed at Mavs guard Spencer Dinwiddie, Jay.
Yes,
the incident took place after Brothers called Dinwiddie for a technical foul.
For saying what to him?
After Dinwiddie protested a technical foul in a November 4th win over the Toronto Raptors. Dinwiddie told reporters after the game that a clap prompted Brothers to issue a tech. He also acknowledged that he may have used a curse word, but it wasn't directed at anybody. So you think Brothers crossed the line here, Jay?
We can't say the words, can we? About what he got called? No, we can't say it.
No, absolutely not. We can dump it, but we ain't do it.
I've seen a lot of players say crazy things to refs, and refs have walked away. Now, I don't know what was said. Obviously, Spencer Dinwiddie said he did not say anything. But essentially, a ref told me, Jay, shut the blink up. Right? Like, okay, cool. Like, I was trying to talk to him nonstop, told me to shut the blink up. So I don't know. Like, what's the line? Like, should Tony really be suspended for clapping back at somebody if that's the way players talk to refs?
Yes, and players should be suspended for talking to refs or teed
up. But we don't suspend players, though.
No, but you should be teed up or something should happen.
Yeah, but sometimes refs, you know, like, I got it, calm down. But I'm just saying.
I mean, if you're talking to a ref out of pocket poor, like, I got at refs, but I didn't curse at them. No.
But see,
I said stuff like, you keep messing around, you're going to get fired.
See, I need
stuff like that.
I need refs
but
to
I
be
would
mic'd.
Use a different word than messing.
Guys, when
I need
when
every ref to be mic'd. I want to hear conversations, and audiences should have insight to the conversations that refs have with players.
If a fan throws something at a player and a player goes after that fan, I don't have sympathy for the fan. Don't violate somebody, and then you won't get violated. And the way I feel about it with refs and players, guys, if a player is cursing out a ref, the ref can the ref should never start it. You got to be the adult in the room. You have the authority because you're calling.
How about
you're calling the game?
Curse.
But if you curse at a ref, don't be surprised if a ref curses you back.
But how about not cursing at the ref, and how about the ref not cursing at you?
Sure,
well, we don't
even
know that Spencer Dinwiddie cursed at the ref. He's not.
I'm
saying
talking about
he
just
did.
Players in general.
Yeah,
I'm sure this isn't. I'm sure Tony Brothers have gotten it from somebody in the landscape of the NBA, right?
Of course.
So this is one of those opportunities for me to now go back at this dude. Even though you did it to me, I'm going to go at Max because that's my opportunity.
Like, I'm going to see the Bucks play the Knicks tonight, right? Like, guys are always on refs all the time. Like, if you ever watch Golden State play, Draymond Green is on the ref. I mean, he had an and-one last night. He said, and-one ref, call the blanking foul.
Yeah, but that's
yelling
okay.
at him, right? Yeah, but when it happens consistently and there's always chirping, like, I don't know.
Well, if you're saying call the blanking foul
yeah,
and then
difference.
The ref curses
like
at you, that's different.
See, like,
because
like
you're
I,
not cursing at the ref.
Like I said, I've gotten at the referees about, you know, this dude is blanky holing me.
Yeah.
Right.
What the blanky blank? Fill in the blanks. I never said you.
Right. That's the difference.
You are blanky blank because you didn't call blanky blank.
Wait, there's a difference, but once you start to introduce that kind of language, you're sending a signal to the other person that, oh, that's how we're conversing now, right? So he might tell you, shut the blank up because he's like, okay, if that's how we're talking.
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk to him. I'm not going to address
the referee.
I
get there is a difference.
Like,
yeah, there's
a huge difference, Max. That's
but
all.
First off, if a player is barking at a ref to that degree, using that kind of language, he should be ejected.
Right.
Right? But, like, to me, like, that's where Tony Brothers is wrong here, to respond back by saying that. You just don't say that. Just eject him. If it was that bad, like, yo, you're out of here. You're
like,
done.
Like, I don't remember, Jay, you remember it, Max, you may, because I don't remember the year, but when Kobe Bryant did what he did to the referee that time. Like, Kobe should have been ejected.
Right.
Like, you don't, you know what I'm saying? 100%. You just don't do that. That's all I'm saying.
No. Yeah, 100%.
You could express how you feel about a certain call. That's fine, but don't to the guy directly.
Guys, the last time Deshaun Watson played meaningful snaps in the NFL, he was consensus top five quarterback. Is that still the case? Plus, Key is going to rank his top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance and back right after this on ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.